Welcome to Technogram. Welcome to Technogram, the LinkedIn's podcast channel where we showcase interesting and captivating stories from the tech world. Today we are shooting from DITIS Global 2024. We have with us Michael Langford, who is the Head of Technology and Business Development at HPE. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, Janice. Thanks for the invite. It's been quite an entertaining week.
Yeah.
I think a week of a lot of learning and a lot of building new connections.
We were very happy to have you at our event at the Ecosystem Awards. Some great insights from your talk over there. Michael, we would love to know how did you enter the tech space?
Janice, that's an interesting question. You know, if you had 2 hours, I would give you the whole story. But I know that time is of the essence, and so I'll share briefly for you. I got into the tech industry by chance. By profession, I'm an air traffic controller.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Do people know this about you?
Well, I don't tell many people, yeah. But you know, air traffic controllers are controlling, yeah.
Right.
So I don't often say that. But yes, I was in the air traffic control industry for a very long time.
Okay.
And then somebody told me there's money in IT. Mm-hmm. And let's just say I'm still looking for that money.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So that's how I got into debt.
How long ago was that?
Janice, are you going to let me give away my age now? So if you look at this gray hair, it's almost 25 years ago that I started in the technology space.
Amazing. Okay. Michael, you're also known for pushing boundaries to find better solutions. So can you share with us a story where you have broken the status quo and that has led to successful solutions for the customer?
You know, Janice, in my role as the head of technology for Emirates in Africa, you know, we kind of do this every day. And to choose one would be easy. But let me choose one case where we use technology to help our customers do things differently. Recently, we had one of the big minds in Africa come to us and share with us that perhaps this cloud-first journey wasn't the correct decision to make. And in hindsight, perhaps they need to think differently. Using our HPE GreenLake technology and working with partners like yourselves, we were able to repatriate that customer and move all of that technology back onto premise using HPE GreenLake, giving them a cloud-like experience on premise, allowing them to move a lot faster in solving real business problems. And I'm excited that that platform, as it's being rolled out, that company wants to bring on some more of the minds to come and work with us. So the project is ongoing, but really transformational for that business to start keeping that cost under control. And so one, we're trying to help them drive innovation, but also keep costs down while they control all of their data.
And you spoke about innovation. And my next question was about how do you see innovation driving the future of business in the regions that you lead? And what is HPE doing this to kind of drive this transformation?
Look, being into technology right now is very interesting. The pace of change is happening at a level I've never seen. Yeah. I'll give you an example. If you look at what's happening in artificial intelligence or generative AI, it's often said that it's not AI that's going to replace people, but rather people that use AI will replace others, yeah? And so if I look at just that technology alone, you know, recently I started noticing something interesting. Everyone in my team are writing the most eloquent emails, answering all the right questions in the right way. And I realized that they're all using ChatGPT on me. Yeah.
Perfect grammar and everything.
Tell me about it, yeah? But, you know, the benefit for me is my people are now learning to articulate themselves better. So we can get to business decisions a lot faster. So I certainly hope they're using it with my customers and not only with me.
Right.
And this is just one example of how a technology like artificial intelligence, or more specifically generative AI, is helping transform the space we were in.
Okay. So Michael, you've been in the industry for 20 plus years. I'm sure you've had a lot of learnings. So how do you use this to empower people to bring out the best in them? And how do you foster a culture that encourages innovation?
Yeah, you know, Janice, I told you I'm from South Africa, yeah?
Okay.
So we don't always do everything the right way. So generally, you know, when we have a big challenge and we try and solve for this problem, you know, the natural reaction is to go to the top performers and let them solve the problem for you. In my business, I do it slightly different. We never have a business challenge. The first one that complains gets the project.
Interesting, okay.
And then I build a team around that person. So the ones with the loudest mouth get all the big projects, yeah? Okay. And it does a couple of things in the team. One, it allows them to own the problem.
Okay.
So not just see the problem, but help drive the solution. And two, take their peers along with them. In this way, you don't always use the same people to solve the same problem, almost having a teacher's pet, yeah?
Right.
And that's where you give everybody the opportunity to learn. In my in my view, Janice, is you don't need a leader title to be a leader in the business. Everybody must get the opportunity to do that. And that's how we build talent, yeah? And so that's how we deal with this. How do we solve for problems in the business while building talent in the business? And I think it's going really well for us as a strategy.
That's really interesting and amazing. So you let people take ownership of whatever that they are driving.
Absolutely.
So coming back to the themes and the people, as human beings, I would say, we just don't like change.
Yes.
So what is the toughest challenge that you faced in leading change, mm-hmm. and how were you able to successfully navigate around that?
Look, working at HPE, the only constant thing at HPE is change. Yeah? We know every year we change, yeah? And again, we do that because without change, we can't become a better version of ourselves. But to your point, you know, change is hard, yeah? And I often tell the leaders in our business that change management is the thing that we need to focus on. So how do we deal with change? You know, as a leadership team, we've taken a strategic decision that we will lead from the front. So whenever there's change, we want to be the example of that change. And so the best way to demonstrate that is to go into the field and show our people what good looks like. You know, my boss, Zoya, often used to say, inspect what you expect. And so when you drive change, don't only talk on the change, but show the change and show people what good looks like. And so we believe in leading that and showing people how to navigate through change. We don't just want to leave our people on their own and hope they figure out what they're changing. I'll give you a typical example of what we've done. Recently, we made an announcement that we partnered with NVIDIA in technology. Yeah? And we said we're going to double down and partner with NVIDIA. But our organization did in 1 month, we said in 1 month from zero to hero, we will certify 500 people within HPE in 1 month on NVIDIA. And you know what?
That seems very, very, very like ambitious, right?
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah, because we were deliberate. We knew where we were meant to go. And we were deliberate about driving that change across the business. And we put everything behind it. In fact, we removed all training from everyone on that list. And the only focus on this to get it done.
Right.
And now we've gone to phase two, where everybody in the company will do foundation on NVIDIA. And it will get done by the end of the month.
Right.
And so that's how we are about change. But again, we lead from the front as leaders.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. If you're focused around it,
yes.
Okay. So what can the market expect from HPE going forward? And how does your partnership with Beddington play in that overarching objective?
You know, Janice, that's a very good question. What can you expect from us? What you can expect from us is more of the good stuff, yeah? And what do I mean by that? At HPE, we are a technology company. We are going to create great platforms. And we need partnerships like Reddington to take these great platforms, married with all of the great business partners and partners that we have, to put all of their great stuff on top of our platforms and solve real customer problems with our platforms. So that means you can look forward to more great platforms that your partners can add a lot of value on top of it to solve real customer problems. And here's the one thing. We're going to make sure that we drive absolutely through the channel. You know, we are a partner-led business, and we're even more committed on that. Even though the market sometimes wants to go direct through what our competitors are doing, our focus is our partners, and we think that this way we can deliver maximum value for our customers. So you'll see a lot more of that innovation driving it through the channel.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael. This has been a great pleasure and some wonderful insights. And I hope to talk to you again soon on TechnoGram.
Janice, thank you so much for this opportunity. I think you guys are creating a wonderful platform. And certainly at HPE, we support this platform. And we hope we can do a lot more together in the future.
Amazing. Thank you.